Chapter 3, Exercise Command and Control. Chapter 3 discusses C2 of Theater Army Subordinate Elements. The chapter begins by discussing responsibilities of the Theater Army Commander and how the commander uses ADCON, OPCON, and TACON for the control of forces assigned to theater. The chapter then concludes with responsibilities of the individual ASCCs. Theater Army Commander. As discussed in previous chapters, the Theater Army is designed to perform the role of the ASCC to a GCC, including the Title 10 USC, Section 7013 Bravo, and Army Executive Agent responsibilities. The Theater Army, with its deployable CCP, has a limited capability to provide direct C2 over operations, limited in terms of scale, scope, intensity, and duration. It is the ASCC's responsibility to exercise ADCON and OPCON, or TACON, to control all Army forces assigned to theater until they are assigned or attached to an R4 within a subordinate JOA. The Theater Army Commander sits in a unique role as ASCC Commander, reporting to the Joint GCC Chain of Command and the Army Chain of Command while coordinating with supported JOA commanders. This requires an understanding of how Army forces flow into theater through the Theater Army to a JFC in a JOA, and the command relationships that define the Theater Army's relationship to those forces. Finally, because the Theater Army is responsible to support a specific GCC, the responsibilities of each Theater Army are discussed in brief. The Theater Army Commander is the senior Army officer not assigned to the combatant command or other joint headquarters within an AOR. Per JP1, JP30, and FM30, a Theater Army Commander supporting a GCC must, as a supporting component, provide Army support to a supported service or functional component of the combatant command. As a supported component, receive and integrate support from other components of the combatant command. Recommend the appropriate use of Army forces to the combatant commander or other JFC. Accomplish assigned operational missions as an R4. Perform joint training, to include training required by other service components for which the Theater Army Commander has primary responsibility. Inform the combatant commander of planning for changes in Army sustainment support that would significantly affect operational capability or sustainability. Provide support to the joint operation and exercise plans with necessary force data to support missions that the combatant commander assigns. Develop Army program and budget requests that comply with the combatant commander's guidance on warfighting requirements and priorities. Inform the combatant commander of program and budget decisions that affect joint operational planning. Perform Army-specific functions, such as internal administration and discipline, service training, normal sustainment functions, Army intelligence matters, and specific oversight of intelligence activities to ensure compliance with United States laws, policies, and directives. Inform combatant commanders of joint non-strategic nuclear support required by the Army, such as specialized capability to remediate or reduce nuclear devices. Ensure signal and information management interoperability with the higher joint headquarters. Provide sustainment support to Army forces assigned to JTFs operating in the combatant command's AOR. The Theater Army Commander is responsible as the service headquarters for the Army for reporting directly to Secretary of the Army, SecArmy, on matters concerning Army forces within theater. Separately, as ASCC Commander, the Theater Army Commander reports to the GCC on matters concerning Army forces. Because the Theater Army Commander retains command authority over Army forces assigned to theater prior to commitment of those forces to a JOA, Theater Army will also necessarily maintain coordination through the R4 receiving the Army forces in the JOA, typically until those forces are integrated. If the CCP is employed, initially the Theater Army Commander may coordinate through another joint chain of command until the CCP is no longer under Theater Army OPCON. Theater Force Flow. The deployment and redeployment of United States forces in support of combatant commander requirements are a series of operational events enabled by logistics. These activities are planned and executed by the supported and supporting commands, services, National Guard Bureau, and DoD agencies. The capability to deploy forces to the operational area and rapidly integrate them into the joint force, as directed by the JFC, is essential. By statute 10 U.S.C. 162 alpha, the Secretary of Defense may assign specified forces to combatant commanders. The Secretary of Defense directs the assignment in the Forces for Unified Command's memorandum. The Secretary of the Army then designates the actual unit identification code for the unit in the force registration data in the Defense Readiness Reporting System Army, known as DERS-A, which in turn is reflected in the appropriate Army Service Database. The assignment to a combatant command is established in Defense Readiness Reporting System Army by the CSERV code, Combatant Command Service Code. Additionally, the Secretary of the Army established responsibility for ADCON in accordance with Title 10 in Defense Readiness Reporting System Army Force Registration by the ASMGT code, Assignment for Administrative Control Purposes. Once COCOM and ADCON for the unit identification code are established, the combatant command exercises COCOM and the ASCC, unless otherwise directed by the Secretary of the Army, executes ADCON. The Secretary of Defense has the authority to allocate forces between combatant commanders. The allocation process temporarily adjusts the distribution of forces among the combatant commanders to meet force requirements in support of current operations and campaign plans to mitigate near-term military and strategic risk. The Secretary of Defense publishes decisions to allocate forces in the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, CJCS, Annual Deployment Order. For example, the Global Force Management Allocation Plan and its associated annexes, as well as periodic modifications to the base plan. Combatant commanders usually exercise OPCON over allocated forces. However, the Secretary of Defense will specify the command relationship the gaining combatant commander will exercise and the losing combatant commander will relinquish. Supported combatant commanders and their associated ASCCs have three major responsibilities relative to deployment operations. Build a time-phased force and deployment data, TIPFID, based on the concept of operations, and subsequently, validate movement requirements in the TIPFID after the unit refined movement data has been entered. Determine pre-deployment standards. Balance and regulate the transportation flow. Select forces may deploy within hours or days from receipt of a deployment order, while other units may deploy on a timeline of days to several weeks. Regardless of the deployment timeline, a myriad of pre-deployment activities must be accomplished to deploy the force with their required equipment and supplies. These actions range from the strategic to the tactical level. At the strategic and operational levels, TIPFID sourcing and transportation feasibility may continue well into this phase. At the installation and unit level, activities range from personnel and equipment status confirmed and upgraded to conducting required training. Deployment timelines will dictate available time to conduct, prepare the force activities, which include activating deployment and C2 support organizations, conducting movement and support meetings, developing a unit deployment list, and identifying shipping and handling requirements and conducting required training. The Secretary of the Army allocates forces to the GCC through the TIPFID. The designated joint force provider provides forces to the GCC. U.S. Transcom is the joint force provider for mobility forces, and Military Surface and Deployment Command, SDDC, serves as its ASCC. United States Special Operations Command, U.S. SOCOM, is the joint force provider for Special Operations Forces, with the Army Component Command of United States Army Special Operations Command, USASOC. United States Strategic Command, U.S. STRATCOM, is the joint functional manager for intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance and associated processing, exploitation, and dissemination forces and missile defense forces. United States Army Space and Missile Defense Command, USASMDC, serves as its ASCC. The Secretary of the Army designated ForceCom as the service force provider for all CONUS, Puerto Rico, and Virgin Islands Army conventional forces. ForceCom analyzes the requirement for conventional forces, coordinates with other Army commands, and nominates recommended sourcing solutions to the JFC. In the event conventional Army forces outside of the CONUS are tasked, tasking actions come from the GCC through the Service Component Command. See ATP 3-35 for more information on Army deployment and redeployment. A GCC retains COCOM to reallocate Army forces within the theater. Based on mission requirements, Theater Army may maintain control of those forces to support GCC theater security cooperation objectives, support emerging requirements, or employ in accomplishing limited objectives under the command of the CCP. Typically, however, Theater Army allocates most Army forces to the receiving JFC in a JOA. See Chapter 6 for a more in-depth discussion of setting the JOA. Given the challenges inherent with reporting through two chains of command while coordinating with others, the Theater Army must be fully aware of the command relationships they retain and how to operate within them. Command relationships. The Theater Army as the ASCC has the responsibility to control attached and assigned Army forces within an AOR through ADCON and OPCON or TACON. The Theater Army Commander uses these command relationships and the authorities that flow through them to see to subordinate forces within the theater. The Theater Army initially maintains control of all Army units assigned to an AOR until control is passed to the R4 in a subordinate JOA. Administrative control. Administrative control is direction or exercise of authority over subordinate or other organizations in respect to administration and support, JP1. ADCON is not a command or support relationship. It is a service authority. It is exercised under the authority of and is delegated by the Secretary of the Army. ADCON is synonymous with the Army's Title 10 authorities and responsibilities. Theater Army retains ADCON over all units arriving in theater until the R4 in a subordinate JOA assumes ADCON responsibility for Army units in that JOA. The Theater Army Commander will specify the ADCON responsibilities of the R4s. The Theater Army normally retains control of RSOI, logistics support of the deployed force, personnel support, and medical support. Administrative responsibilities normally retained by the R4 include internal administration and discipline, training within the JOA, and service-specific reporting. The Theater Army normally retains OPCON of Army sustainment and medical commands operating in the JOA. The Theater Army Commander establishes an Army support relationship between the R4 and these units. It commands all Army forces in the region until the combatant commander attaches selected Army forces to a JFC. ADCON does not necessarily follow the operational chain of command at echelons above brigade. Unless modified by the Secretary of the Army, administrative responsibilities normally flow from the DA through the ASCC to those Army forces assigned or attached to that combatant command. As the ASCC, the Theater Army delegates ADCON as required to Army forces assigned or attached by the combatant commander to a joint or joint and multinational task force. The R4 commander and associated headquarters exercise ADCON of Army forces within that JTF, specified by the Theater Army Commander. See Chapter 4 for more information on Theater Army ADCON. Operational control. Operational control is the authority to perform those functions of command over subordinate forces, involving organizing and employing commands and forces, assigning tasks, designating objectives, and giving authoritative direction necessary to accomplish the mission, JP1. OPCON may be exercised by commanders at any echelon at or below the level of combatant command, and may be delegated within the command. OPCON includes authoritative direction over all aspects of military operations and joint training necessary to accomplish missions assigned to the command. This authority should be exercised through the commanders of subordinate organizations, normally through subordinate JFCs and service and functional component commanders. OPCON provides full authority to organize commands and forces, and to employ those forces as the commander exercising OPCON considers necessary to accomplish assigned missions. Commanders of subordinate commands, including JTFs, will be given OPCON of assigned forces and OPCON or TACON of attached forces by the superior commander. Typically, Title 10 regular Army and Army Reserve forces arrive in theater under OPCON, which enables the Theater Army to task organize as required. During LISCO, it is possible that units from the National Guard Bureau could arrive under OPCON. For enduring operations, these units are activated under Title 10 and are employed as regular Army units. More often, they arrive to a theater under TACON to preserve unit integrity for operations limited in scope and duration. Tactical control. Tactical control is the authority over forces that is limited to the detailed direction and control of movements or maneuvers within the operational area necessary to accomplish missions or tasks assigned, JP1. TACON allows commanders below combatant command level to apply force and direct tactical use of logistic assets, but does not provide authority to change organizational structure or direct administrative and logistical support. Title 32 units most often arrive to theater to accomplish specific TSC-related tasks or other missions short of armed conflict that support the GCC campaign plan, and are usually assigned to theater under TACON authorities to preserve unit integrity and prevent changes to the specific and limited missions they deploy to accomplish. This helps prevent a unit from receiving attachments and losing detachments in relatively short-duration operations, such as a National Guard Horizontal Construction Engineer Unit tasked to build roads in Southcom or United States Africa Command. Units that arrive under Title 32 authorities are generally completing their required annual training while achieving limited objectives in support of the GCC campaign plan. Theater Army Responsibilities. Currently, the Army has 5 theater armies supporting 5 GCCs. Each of these theater armies is a formation with the ability to see to subordinate corps and division formations during limited contingency operations, as well as tailor the appropriate force to meet the GCC's operational requirements. The theater army's mission is one of the most diverse and complex of any army echelon. The headquarters is tailored to a specific GCC AOR, with the ability to conduct both operational and administrative C2 over Army forces theater-wide. The following is a brief discussion of each theater Army's responsibilities to its respective combatant command. United States Army Pacific. United States Army Pacific, USERPAC, is the operational-level Army force designated by the SEC Army as the ASCC assigned to United States Indo-Pacific Command, U.S. Indo-PACOM. USERPAC MCP provides AOR-wide Title 10 responsibilities, ADCON Army support to other services, and Army Executive Agent responsibilities in support of the GCC. The MCP also supports forward-deployed Army and Unified Action Partner Forces deployed to AJOA established within the AOR. Support includes theater opening, joint reception, staging, onward movement and integration, JRSOI, common user logistics, and other executive agent responsibilities. The MCP also provides direct planning support and reachback capability to the CCP when the CCP deploys as a forward CP to conduct C2 within small-scale limited contingency operations or to participate in exercises and other theater security cooperation activities. When directed by U.S. Indo-PACOM and resourced by Headquarters, DA, USERPAC may serve as Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, JTF, or a Joint Force Land Component Command to a JTF in AJOA. USERPAC shapes the U.S. Indo-PACOM AOR in order to support operations, develop relationships, assure access, build partner capacity, and deter adversaries while providing C2 capability that can set the theater and execute ULO in support of combatant commander requirements. USERPAC is engaged throughout the Asia-Pacific region, providing trained and ready, active and reserve component combat and enabling forces, and supporting U.S. Indo-PACOM's TSC programs. It has sent peacekeeping forces to the Sinai Peninsula, Haiti, East Timor, and Bosnia. USERPAC is a multi-component ASCC, with support from National Guard and Army Reserve forces from Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and American Samoa. USERPAC supports Homeland Defense in DISCA for Hawaii, Alaska, Guam, and Japan, as well as FHA, FDR, and other operations in support of regional allies. United States Army Europe and Africa. USER-EUR-AF is the operational-level Army force designated by the SEC Army as the ASCC, assigned to both United States European Command and United States Africa Command. USER-EUR-AF perpetuates the lineage and honors the 7th Army. The USER-EUR-AF MCP provides AOR-wide Title 10 duties, ADCON Army support to other services, and Army Executive Agent responsibilities in support of the GCC. The MCP also supports forward-deployed Army and Unified Action Partner Forces deployed to AJOA established within the AOR. Support includes theater opening, JRSOI, common user logistics, and other executive agent responsibilities. The MCP also provides direct planning support and reachback capability to the CCP when the CCP deploys, as a forward CP, to conduct mission command within small-scale limited contingency operations or to participate in exercises and other theater security cooperation activities. When directed by United States European Command or United States Africa Command and resourced by Headquarters DA, USIRUR AF may serve as Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, JTF, or Joint Force Land Component Command to a JTF in AJOA. It shapes the United States European Command, AOR, in order to support operations, develop relationships, assure access, build partner capacity, and deter adversaries, while providing C2 capability that can set the theater and execute ULO in support of combatant commander requirements. USIRUR AF is responsible for the Georgia Defense Readiness Program training and Joint Multinational Training Group Ukraine training missions. Additionally, USIRUR AF participates in more than 50 multinational exercises each year with European partners. Participation in these exercises enhances professional relationships and improves overall interoperability with allies and partners. USIRUR AF maintains a consistent program of senior leader engagements and regionally focused activities built on multilateral relationships and supports a shared vision of 54 stable, secure African nations. United States Army Central. United States Army Central Command, USARCENT, is the operational level Army force designated by the SEC Army as the ASCC assigned to United States Central Command, U.S. CENTCOM, and perpetuates the lineage and honors of Third Army. The USARCENT MCP provides AOR-wide Title 10 fulfillment, ADCON of Army support to other services, and Army executive agent responsibilities in support of the GCC. The MCP also supports forward-deployed Army and Unified Action Partner Forces deployed to AJOA, established within the AOR. Support includes theater opening, JRSOI, common user logistics, and other executive agent responsibilities. The MCP also provides direct planning support and reachback capability to the CCP if the CCP deploys to conduct mission command within small-scale limited contingency operations, or to participate in exercises and other theater security cooperation activities. USARCENT also supports Unified Action Partner elements in the U.S. CENTCOM AOR through ASOS, such as missile defense, logistics management, transportation, fuel distribution, communications, veterinary services, and EOD. Additional protection and sustainment responsibilities include contracting, medical support and evacuation, military postal service, and detainee operations. With additional joint augmentation provided by an approved JMD, USARCENT provides a fully functional operational level headquarters, or JFLIC or JTF, capable of effectively commanding and controlling joint and/or coalition forces engaged in sustained military operations. For example, USARCENT served in this capacity in 2003 during the invasion of Iraq, and from 2014 to 2015 during Operation Inherent Resolve. United States Army South. United States Army South, USARSOUTH, is the operational level Army force designated by the SEC Army as the ASCC assigned to United States Southern Command, U.S. SOUTHCOM, and perpetuates the lineage and honors of 6th Army. The USARSOUTH MCP provides AOR-wide Title 10 fulfillment, ADCON Army support to other services, and Army executive agent responsibilities in support of the GCC. The MCP also supports forward-deployed Army and Unified Action Partner Forces to AJOA, established within the AOR. Support includes theater opening, JRSOI, common user logistics, and other executive agent responsibilities. The MCP also provides direct planning support and reachback capability to the CCP when the CCP deploys as a forward CP to conduct mission command within small-scale limited contingency operations or to participate in exercises and other theater security cooperation activities. When directed by U.S. SOUTHCOM and resourced by Headquarters DA, USARSOUTH may serve as Theater Joint Land Force Component Command, JTF, or a Joint Force Land Component Command to a JTF in AJOA. It shapes the U.S. SOUTHCOM AOR in order to support operations, develop relationships, assure access, build partner capacity, and deter adversaries, while providing mission command capability that can set the theater, and execute ULO in support of combatant commander requirements. USSR South has responsibility for providing Army support to long-term JTFs, such as JTF Gitmo in Cuba and JTF Bravo in Honduras. In 1989, USSR South headquarters became the headquarters for Joint Task Force South, the headquarters designated to execute Operation Just Cause, the United States military action used to depose Panamanian dictator General Manuel Antonio Noriega. The operation was officially conducted from 20 December 1989 to 31 January 1990. During the Panama invasion, the total troop numbers increased to 27,000. Of these, 13,000 were already stationed in Panama, and 14,000 were flown in from the United States. USSR South participates in Army-to-Army exercises, counter-drug operations, peacekeeping missions, FHA, FDR, senior leader engagements, and subject matter expert exchanges and training with partner nations. United States Army North. United States Army North, USSR North, is the operational-level Army force designated by the SEC Army as the ASCC, assigned to the United States Northern Command, U.S. NORTHCOM, and perpetuates the lineage and honors of 5th Army. The USSR North MCP provides AOR-wide Title 10 fulfillment, ADCON Army support to other services, and Army executive agent responsibilities in support of the GCC. The MCP also supports forward-deployed Army and Unified Action Partner forces to a JOA established within the AOR. Support includes theater opening, JRSOI, common user logistics, and other executive agent responsibilities. The MCP also provides direct planning support and reach-back capability to the CCP when the CCP deploys, as a forward CP, to conduct C2 within small-scale limited contingency operations, or to participate in exercises and other theater security cooperation activities. When directed by U.S. NORTHCOM and resourced by Headquarters DA, USSR North may serve as Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, JTF, or a Joint Force Land Component Command to a JTF in a JOA. USSR North shapes the U.S. NORTHCOM AOR in order to support operations, develop relationships, assure access, build partner capacity, and deter adversaries, while providing C2 capability that can set the theater and execute ULO in support of combatant commander requirements. As the Army component of U.S. NORTHCOM, USSR North is prepared to assume OPCON of dedicated ground forces anywhere in the continental United States to deter, detect, and defeat threats against the United States and the American people. They are responsible to protect and defend DoD assets and capabilities to maintain the ability to actively project combat power around the globe. USSR North provides Seaburn-specific collective training and external evaluation support to technical support forces allocated to the DoD chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear response enterprise. USSR North provides collective lanes training and external evaluation support to the 54 Weapon of Mass Destruction civil support teams located in CONUS, Puerto Rico, and the United States Virgin Islands. USSR North provides defense coordinating officers and defense coordinating elements to the U.S. NORTHCOM combatant commander to conduct DISCA operations. USSR North works with interagency and military partners to conduct homeland defense planning, coordinate homeland defense operations, establish force protection conditions, and provide ADCON of the Air and Missile Defense Task Force. USSR North is prepared to provide DISCA for disaster or emergency response. They plan, exercise, and provide life-saving and life-sustaining capabilities in support of federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial partners during natural, hurricanes, wildfires, and naturally occurring epidemics and pandemics, or man-made seaburn disasters. USSR North maintains liaison with federal partners to deliberately support national special security events and maintains the operational flexibility to support other federal partners, such as the United States Customs and Border Protection with the Southwest Border Security Mission. USSR North conducts TSC activities with Mexico and Canada, including events like the Regional Commanders' Conferences, subject matter expert training, and exercises to strengthen defense relationships. Partnership with Mexico fosters increased military capacity and security along a shared border, aiding military-to-military training, FHA, and FDR efforts. USSR North works to increase military readiness and interoperability with Canada, ensuring the ability of United States and Canadian forces to deploy together worldwide. Transregional ASCC. Currently, the Army has 4 functional ASCCs, 1 for each functional command. Each of these functional ASCCs is specifically designed to perform a function within the specialty of the functional command they support. United States Army Special Operations Command. USASOC is an operational-level Army command designated by the Secretary of the Army as the ASCC of the U.S. SOCOM. When directed by the commander, U.S. SOCOM, USASOC provides Army Special Operations Forces to support combatant command campaign plans. USASOC is comprised primarily of operational organizations and serves as the ASCC to support the commander, U.S. SOCOM's requirements. USASOC has 4 subordinate commands. The 75th Ranger Regiment, the United States Army Special Operations Aviation Command, the United States Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School, and the 1st Special Forces Command. The 1st Special Forces Command has the responsibility to provide the core headquarters of a Special Operations JTF in support of major operations and campaigns. The 95th Civil Affairs Brigade, 2 regular Army Psychological Operations Groups, 5 regular Army and 2 National Guard Special Forces Groups, and the 528th Sustainment Brigade are subordinate to the 1st Special Forces Command. See ADP 3-05 for more details on USASOC and the command and control relationships of ARSOF. USASOC oversees and evaluates training of National Guard Special Operations Forces in CONUS and ensures that units are organized to accomplish special operations missions and support appropriate O-plans. United States Army Space and Missile Defense Command /United States Army Strategic Command, USASMDC/Army Forces Strategic Command, RSTRAT, is an operational-level Army Force headquarters designated by the SEC Army as the ASCC to United States Strategic Command and to United States Space Command. USASMDC/RSTRAT conducts space and missile defense operations and provides planning, coordination, integration, and control of Army forces and capabilities in support of U.S. STRATCOM and U.S. SPACECOM missions. It serves as the Army Force modernization proponent for space, high altitude, and global ballistic missile defense, and as the Army Operational Integrator for Global Missile Defense. It also conducts mission-related research and development in support of Army Title 10 responsibilities and supports, as directed by the commander, U.S. STRATCOM, and by commander, U.S. SPACECOM, all Army and Unified Action Partner elements. USASMDC/RSTRAT provides direct support to the Joint Functional Component Command for Space for Identification, Characterization, Geolocation, Trend Analysis, and Reporting of SATCOM Interference Events. It provides direct support to U.S. SPACECOM as the designated SATCOM Systems Expert and Consolidated SATCOM Systems Expert, and provides general support to the commander through the USASMDC/RSTRAT Geospatial Intelligence Branch and Regional SATCOM Support Centers. USASMDC/RSTRAT develops policies, procedures, and metrics for the Army Space Cadre and executes the lifecycle management functions of FA-40 Space Operations Officers. It provides the Army Astronaut Detachment to the Human Spaceflight Program missions. USASMDC/RSTRAT serves as the Global Ballistic Missile Defense and Space/High-Altitude Force Modernization Proponent for Doctrine, Organization, Training, Materiel, Leadership and Education, Personnel, Facilities, and Policy, known as .MIL-PFP requirements, and is the Army's lead organization for coordination with and support to the Missile Defense Agency. It supports operational and developmental testing and evaluation of theater/strategic ballistic missiles/interceptors utilizing the Ronald Reagan Ballistic Missile Defense Test Site. USASMDC/RSTRAT conducts research and development for U.S. STRATCOM and other combatant commanders. It integrates technical and operational requirements with materiel developers for Army space, high altitude, and global ballistic missile defense. USASMDC/RSTRAT exercises functional and transregional coordination of AAMDCs or AAMDC elements in support of combatant commanders. Is an advocate for AMD funding and requirements. Provides input to Army AMD doctrine, policies, and procedures. Identifies AMD capabilities, capability gaps, and concepts. Coordinates future ground-based air defense requirements, issues, and programs with combatant commander and joint staff, reviews AMD initial capabilities documents and joint capabilities documentation in support of future requirements, is the Army's implementing agent for the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty and the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. USA-SMDC/RSTRAT is designated the lead component for U.S. SPACECOM's friendly force tracking mission and provides friendly force tracking capabilities to combatant commands, the services, government agencies, and, as directed, allies and coalition partners. USA-SMDC/RSTRAT provides direct support to the Army and U.S. SOCOM missions to positively tag, track, and locate hostile forces on the battlefield. Military Surface Deployment and Distribution Command. SDDC is an operational-level Army force designated by the SEC Army as the ASCC of the U.S. Transcom and a major subordinate command of Air Mobility Command. SDDC is responsible for providing global deployment and distribution planning, operations, and systems capabilities, and for facilitating global traffic management support to all Unified Action Partner elements. SDDC is responsible for providing DoD deployment and distribution management services for freight, unit, and personal property movements worldwide. SDDC provides coordination worldwide for origin-to-destination surface traffic management support, coordinates surface and multimodal transportation contracted functions for all DoD and other United States government entities as authorized and designated multinational and interagency elements, freight and unit movements, and provides worldwide management services for DoD personal property. SDDC plans and executes oversight of command acquisitions for transportation services to support combatant command requirements for enduring and contingency operations and infrastructure. In coordination with appropriate acquisition authorities, SDDC is the sole DoD negotiator worldwide with commercial service providers on rates and other matters incidental to transportation and storage services of the personal property of all DoD personnel. SDDC manages and arranges for the operation of common user ocean terminals in CONUS and operates or arranges for the operation of overseas ocean terminals under agreements with appropriate commanders and civil authorities. In coordination with the Military Sealift Command, the command books freight on commercial vessels in accordance with contractual agreements, and SDDC provides appropriate support to movements occurring on government ships. In coordination with combatant commanders, SDDC performs water terminal clearance authority functions. SDDC is the proponent for transportation engineering support to all DoD components, directs the Highways for National Defense and the Railroads for National Defense programs to coordinate DoD's highway and rail needs with civil transportation programs, administers other modal programs for national defense, and assesses DoD intermodal facility needs to identify and maintain the defense essential transportation infrastructure. As the Army's transportability agent, SDDC manages the Army portion of the DoD Engineering for Transportability program to ensure the safe and efficient movement of equipment items and military units by existing or planned transportation assets. SDDC develops, operates, and maintains an integrated transportation information system to support the transportation mission and provides traffic management information and data for DoD components. SDDC is DoD's global container manager and provides operational management of defense intermodal common user containers and oversees and operates a worldwide DoD surface container management system. SDDC controls, manages, and maintains the Defense Freight Railway Interchange Fleet. SDDC performs business intelligence functions to facilitate studies and analyses of transportation requirements, capabilities, organizations, operations, planning, effectiveness, and economies, and recommends improvements for DoD implementation. SDDC participates in the planning cycle for overseas deployment, training exercises, and command post exercises directed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and recommends corrective actions when military or commercial transportation assets or procedures cannot support mission accomplishment. SDDC establishes standards for, facilitates, and validates training of regular Army and USAR strategic mobility forces to ensure capable and ready forces to meet SDDC missions and OPLAN support. In coordination with DoD components, SDDC maintains joint service publications governing installation shipping and receiving capabilities. United States Army Cyber Command. Our cyber is an operational-level Army force designated by the SEC Army as the ASCC to the United States Cyber Command, U.S. Cybercom, for cyberspace operations. Our cyber plans, coordinates, synchronizes, directs, and conducts integrated cyberspace operations, information operations, and electromagnetic warfare to ensure freedom of action in and through cyberspace and the information environment, and to deny the same to our adversaries. Our cyber plans and executes cyberspace-related missions and functions assigned to U.S. Cybercom. Our cyber plans, executes, directs, and synchronizes assigned and authorized joint and service DODEN-A operations and defensive cyberspace operations across the Army's portions of the DODEN-A, and when directed, on other DODEN-A and non-DODEN-A networks. It plans, executes, and synchronizes offensive cyberspace operations as assigned, authorized, and directed. Our cyber executes C2 of all joint and service assigned, allocated, and delegated forces, and when directed, serves as a Joint Force Headquarters Cyber, Joint Functional Component Command, JTF, or other similar joint headquarters. Our cyber organizes, trains, educates, mans, funds, administers, and sustains assigned Army forces as delegated or designated by the SEC Army, and tailors and deploys assigned forces as required, authorized, and/or directed. It is the Army's primary headquarters responsible for supporting information operations forces and information operations and electronic warfare capabilities. As such, our cyber plans, executes, integrates, and synchronizes regular Army and United States Army Reserve information operations units, capabilities, and employment supporting Army, and when authorized, other military forces. Our cyber plans and executes cyberspace operations-related security cooperation activities in support of U.S. Cybercom and Army ASCCs. It serves as the Army's principal cybersecurity service provider, formerly Computer Network Defense Service Provider. Our cyber serves as the focal point for identifying, receiving, integrating, synchronizing, and advocating for operational capability requirements through service, joint, and DoD-level processes in support of joint and service cyberspace operations, information operations, and electronic warfare. Our cyber implements SEC Army, Chief of Staff of the Army and Headquarters DA, Staff Title 10, Title 40, and Title 44 policy by executing cyberspace domain-related service statutory responsibilities. Specifically, our cyber supports the SEC Army, Chief Information Officer, and G6 in the development of Title 40-related policies and standards associated with the architecture, design, and technology acquisition for the Army's portion of the DODEN-A, and then implements those policies and standards through our cyber's execution of cyberspace operations. Supports the SEC Army, Chief Information Officer, and G6 in the development of Title 40, Title 44, and Chief Information Officer-specific Title 10-related information management, information resources management, and cybersecurity, formerly information assurance policies, as well as cybersecurity training and compliance standards, and then implements those policies and standards through our cyber's execution of cyberspace operations.